Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Kreste, inhlamulo ya hinkwaswo. Corner of Wisdom with Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani. I now present to you the renowned Minister Dr. Elijah Mashangani.
A prophetic message to South Africa, the beautiful Africa, and the whole world. For your information, Africa is not poor. It is the African who is poor. It is my prayer in this prophetic message to South Africa. And remember, South Africa is in Africa, and Africa is not poor. Africa is just like any other continent in the world. We can also in Africa develop in every area of our lives. We can develop spiritually, we can develop educationally, we can develop in skills, we can develop economically, we can develop in wealth, we can develop in many areas of our lives, and we can become a healthy, strong, and a powerful country that can even be a blessing to other countries. Our text in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to the end, and also Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, particularly verses 1 to 3 of chapter 1 of Hebrews. This three verses are very interesting because this is how it reads. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. Underline those words. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers and people in the Old Testament through prophets. And verse 2, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. It is amazing to know that at this current times, God is speaking to us through Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Look at verse 3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Friends, God is still in the speaking business. God still speaks to us as a human race. We are over 8 billion people in our world. When we wake up every morning, we should be ready to hear God speaking to us through his prophets, through his word, and through Christ, the Son of the living God. And God will continue to speak to us through the Holy Spirit, because God is still speaking today. As long as there are people under the sun, God will continue to speak, because God so loved the world. He doesn't want to see any of us perish and go to hell and go to the lake of fire where the worm never dies. It is God's will for every citizen of this world to be saved, to be born again, to be connected to God, to have a relationship with God. This prophetic message to South Africa, Africa, and the world is based on, thus saith God the Father, thus saith Christ the Son of the living God, thus saith the Holy Spirit, and thus saith the Word of God. The Word of God is alive, is powerful. The Word of God pierces. The Word of God separates us from sin, and the Word of God divides. Meaning that if you are saved, God deliberately divides you from the controls and the systems of this world that often binds people, and it makes people to think carnally, to think against God, and to think against the precepts of Scripture. So we should look to God, who always loves us, and He made provisions even before we were born to hear the word of the Lord, to hear from Christ, to hear from the Holy Spirit, and to hear from the Word of God. Notice from our text, I will hear what God the Lord will speak. At time of elections in May 2024, which is this year in South Africa or elsewhere, there will be elections. Even during election times, we must look to God to help us with the right kind of leaders who will lead our country. We cannot appoint them by appointments, but we can pray for South Africa to vote for the right leaders. Don't vote for color. Don't vote for height. Don't vote for external structures. But we should vote for leaders who will have the right qualities, characteristics, and marks of leadership. Leaders who will be concerned about people. Leaders who will lead right. Leaders who will not be subject to corruption, to state capture. Leaders who will love people, think people, and dream people all the time. This is a prophetic message to South Africa, Africa, and the world. Let us all open our lives to hear what the Lord will speak, to hear what Christ will say to us, to hear what the Holy Spirit will say to us, and to hear what the Word of God will say to us. The Bible instructs us, as I conclude, number one, to pray, number two, to repent, number three, to pray for wisdom, number four, to pray for guidance, and lastly, to pray for revival. We need the revival that will revive everything in our lives, to revive our minds, to revive our sick bodies, to revive even our soil to produce enough food agriculturally, to revive marriage, to revive sound thinking, to revive the right leaders. We need revival from above. May God bless you, my friend, as you think about this prophetic message to South Africa, Africa, and beyond. This is Elijah. Bye-bye.
For more information about Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi's bestseller books, events, and other resources, please visit www.elijahmashanganyi.org or follow Dr. Elijah Mashanganyi on Facebook and Instagram.
For there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer request by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.